Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. India and UK sign landmark free trade agreement aimed at reducing tariffs and creating thousands of new jobs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls it a blueprint for shared prosperity. UK Prime Minister says deal will bring huge benefits to both countries. Union Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah unveils National Policy 2025 to strengthen cooperatives in country. Met Department issues red alert for rain in Odisha, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh and parts of Maharashtra tomorrow. Deadly clashes erupt in border dispute between Thailand and Cambodia, killing at least 12 people. In badminton, India's Unnati Hooda upsets compatriot PV Sindhu in China Open at Changzhou. And in cricket, India scored 358 in their first innings against England in the fourth test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in Manchester. And now the news in detail. India and the United Kingdom today signed the Free Trade Agreement or FTA at Chequers, paving the way for shared prosperity of India and UK in various sectors, including trade and defence. After the signing of the FTA, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his press statement said, "The day marks a historic day in bilateral relations of the two countries. The deal is a blueprint for shared prosperity. This agreement will be beneficial to the youth, farmers and MSME sectors in India," said Prime Minister Modi.
आज हमारे संबंधों में एक ऐतिहासिक दिवस है मुझे प्रसन्नता है कि कई वर्षों की मेहनत के बाद आज दोनों देशों के बीच कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक एंड ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट संपन्न हुआ है यह समझौता मात्र आर्थिक साझेदारी नहीं बल्कि साझा समृद्धि की योजना है
Mr. Modi also expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Starmer and his government for strongly condemning the Pahalgam terror attack.
Pahalgam mein hue aatankwadi hamle ki kathor ninda ke liye hum Pradhan Mantri Starmer aur unki sarkar ka aabhar vyakt karte hain. Hum ek mat hain ki aatankwad ke khilaf ladai mein dohre mapdandon ka koi sthan nahi hai. हम इस बात पर भी सहमत हैं कि एक्सट्रीमिस्ट विचारधारा वाली शक्तियों को डेमोक्रेटिक फ्रीडम का दुरुपयोग नहीं करने दिया जा सकता। Those who misuse democratic freedoms to undermine democracy itself must be held account. Economic offenders के प्रत्यापन के विषय पर भी हमारी एजेंसी सहयोग और समन्वय से काम करती रहेगी।
In a statement, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said, "The free trade agreement is the biggest and most economically significant trade deal that the UK has made since leaving EU." He said the deal will bring huge benefits to both the countries.
This is the biggest and most economically significant trade deal that the UK has made since leaving the EU. And it's one of the most comprehensive deals that India has ever done. So thank you, Prime Minister, for your leadership and for your pragmatism. Today we're announcing nearly £6 billion in investment and export wins between India and the United Kingdom, creating over 2,200 jobs for British workers.
Later, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri briefed media about the bilateral and one-to-one meetings between the two prime ministers. We have a report from our correspondent covering the prime minister's UK visit.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this landmark agreement will significantly increase trade and investment and economic cooperation between both the countries.
This landmark agreement will significantly increase trade and investment and economic cooperation between the two countries by lowering tariffs in key sectors. Apart from trade and investment, it would also strengthen innovation and technology collaboration.
The two sides have also agreed to negotiate a double contribution convention, which will be implemented along with the FTA. Foreign Secretary said this will facilitate professionals and service providers on both sides and reduce the cost of doing business in both the countries. Both the Prime Ministers also engaged informally with leading CEOs of business enterprises of the two countries. All the business leaders expressed satisfaction at the conclusion of the free trade agreement. Mr. Misri said that in addition to the FTA, there were other deliverables.
In order to infuse higher ambition and renewed momentum into the comprehensive strategic partnership between the UK and India, both leaders today adopted the India-UK Vision 2035 document, which will steer the relationship for the next 10 years. Second, both leaders welcomed today the adoption of the Defence Industrial Roadmap, which will open up enormous opportunities for joint collaboration for defence industries of both sides. Third, a memorandum of understanding was signed between the Central Bureau of Investigation of India and the UK National Crime Agency. And fourthly and finally, both leaders also expressed great happiness at the increasing collaboration in new and emerging technologies between the two countries, particularly telecom, AI and critical minerals.
Discussion on counter-terrorism was also held, where India shared its concerns with UK. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, London.
On the second leg of his two-nation visit, the Prime Minister will travel to Maltese tonight. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Maltese visit reports, last year, during the inter-visit of Maltese President Dr. Mohamed Moeizu, both the countries had decided to initiate discussion on a free trade agreement. Talking to our correspondent, High Commissioner of India to Maldives, G. Balasubramanian said that both the countries have signed terms of reference for the free trade agreement.
I am very happy to announce that the terms of reference for the negotiations of free trade agreement has been signed. Earlier this month, Commerce Secretary was here and they have agreed, and we will be soon starting the free trade agreement. So this is a significant step from the vision document that was there, which had identified FTA as one of the deliverables between the two countries.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah unveiled the National Cooperative Policy 2025 in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said, "The policy will play a huge role in achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat 2047. He added that the policy aims to realize the vision of prosperity through cooperation by creating a roadmap at the grassroots level.
भारतीय जनता पार्टी की नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार ने एक लक्ष्य रखा है कि 2027 में हम विश्व के तीसरे नंबर के अर्थतंत्र बनकर उभर आएंगे और मुझे विश्वास है हम चौथे नंबर पर पहुंच गए हैं, तीसरे नंबर पर जरूर पहुंच जाएंगे। परंतु इसके साथ साथ 140 करोड़ नागरिकों के सम विकास की भी जिम्मेदारी भारत की है। सबका सामूहिकता के साथ विकास हो और सबके विकास के माध्यम से देश का विकास हो, ऐसा मॉडल बनाना ये भारतीय जनता पार्टी का मूल विचार है, भारत का मूल विचार है।
More from our correspondent.
The objective of the National Cooperative Policy is to make cooperative institutions inclusive, manage them professionally, prepare them for the future, and be able to create large-scale employment and livelihood opportunities, especially in rural India. This policy entails establishment of 2 lakh new multipurpose PACs, dairy, fishery cooperative societies, covering all the panchayats in the country in 5 years. A 48-member national-level committee headed by former Minister Suresh Prabhu has prepared the new National Cooperative Policy. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day following opposition's uproar over various issues. Earlier in the day, in the Lok Sabha, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey tabled the reports of the Standing Committee on Communications and Information Technology. Janardhan Mishra of BJP also tabled the reports of the Standing Committee on Rural Development. Later, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. In Rajya Sabha, few listed businesses were transacted when it assembled at 11 a.m. The upper house bid farewell to the 6 retiring members representing Tamil Nadu who have completed their tenure today. Deputy Chairman Harivansh administered the oath to newly nominated member Ujjwal Nikam. In Chhattisgarh, 66 Maoists have surrendered before the police in different districts of Bastar Division today. A reward of more than 2 crore rupees was declared on these Maoists. More from our correspondent.
25 Maoists surrendered in Bijapur, 15 in Dantewada, 13 in Kanker, 8 in Narayanpur, while 5 in Sukma district. All the surrendered Maoists have been provided an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees each under the rehabilitation policy of the state government. Apart from this, other facilities will also be provided to them. Inspector General of Police of Bastar Range, Sundar Rajpi, said that more than 1,500 Maoists have surrendered in the Bastar Division during the last 18 months. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
The Met Department has issued a red alert over Odisha, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh and parts of Maharashtra tomorrow due to extremely heavy rainfall. Heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal and Jharkhand till the 28th of this month. These conditions will also prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Konkan and Goa till the end of this month. The IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall in Mumbai for today and tomorrow. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
Apart from Mumbai, the Meteorological Department has also issued an orange alert for neighboring districts including Thane and Raigad for today. A yellow alert has been sounded for Pargal district for today and tomorrow. On the other hand, a red alert for very heavy rainfall has been issued for Raigad and Ratnagiri districts for tomorrow. Central Maharashtra, including parts of Marathwada, is likely to experience moderate rainfall, while Vidarbha is under a yellow alert indicating isolated heavy showers. Meanwhile, Mumbai has been experiencing intermittent rain since early morning and civic authorities have been asked to remain on high alert. Sweetie Jain, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In Himachal Pradesh, 8 people were killed and 21 injured after a state transport bus fell into a gorge near Tarangala in Mandi district this morning. A total of 29 passengers were on board the bus, which was en route from Sarkaghat to Durgapur. The government has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident. At least 12 people have been killed and several others injured after clashes erupted between Thailand and Cambodia in a dramatic escalation of the long-running border row between the two neighbors. Both the countries have blamed each other for starting the fight. Cambodia reportedly fired rockets into Thailand, prompting Thai F-16 airstrikes. Most casualties, including an 8-year-old boy, occurred during a rocket attack in Thailand's Sisaket province. Both sides exchanged gunfire this morning, with each claiming the other had fired the first shot. On to sports now. In badminton, India's Unnati Hooda pulled off the biggest win of her career today, upsetting two-time Olympic medalist compatriot PV Sindhu in the China Open Super 1000 round of 16 in Shangzhou. The 17-year-old showed poise and tactical clarity in the 76-minute match. In men's doubles, Indian pair Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the quarterfinals with a straight game win over Indonesia's Leo Roli Carnando and Begas Maulana. However, in men's singles, HS Pranoy made an exit in the second round. In cricket, host England were 115 for no loss in their first innings against India on day two in the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in Manchester when reports last came in. Earlier, India were all out for 358 runs in their first innings. Sai Sudarshan with 61 runs was the top scorer, followed by Yashasvi Jaiswal with 58 and Rishabh Pant with 54 runs. For host, Ben Stokes claimed highest 5 wickets. A group of artists called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The group of 29 artists from Jharkhand, Odisha and West Bengal were staying at Rashtrapati Bhavan since the 14th of this month and took part in the second edition of Kala Utsav 2025. President Murmu witnessed the art exhibition and appreciated their contributions to India's important traditional art forms. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and UK signed landmark free trade agreement aimed at reducing tariffs and creating thousands of new jobs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls it a blueprint for shared prosperity. UK Prime Minister says deal will bring huge benefits to both countries. Union Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah unveils National Policy 2025 to strengthen cooperatives in country. Met Department issues red alert for rain in Odisha, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh and parts of Maharashtra tomorrow. Deadly clashes erupt in border dispute between Thailand and Cambodia, killing at least 12 people. In badminton, India's Unnati Hooda upsets compatriot PV Sindhu in China Open at Changzhou. And in cricket, India scored 358 in their first innings against England in the fourth test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in Manchester. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.